This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
The USDA claimed that there was a massive 70,000 head herd size decline over the past 2 months. The U.S. lost 25,000 cows in September. This is bullish towards markets and shows that dairy farmers are shedding cows rapidly due to high feed costs and pretty much increasing costs of about every input on the farm. Yield was also lower versus prior year. It was the second consecutive month of a year-over-year milk per cow decline. A little bit rare. Usually yield is one of the steady and strong growth factors that supports milk production. These two factors led to milk being up just 0.2% versus prior year. And it shows us that it's likely that we could see some negative milk numbers here in the coming months.
Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Tuesday.
Consumers continue to have an appetite for dairy products, and with every change, there is opportunity.
As we move forward, fewer and fewer people are going to be connected back to the farm. We probably have less than 2% of the population that has any connection back to farms today, and that's going to become less and less as our farms become more and more efficient. We got to invite those people in to see what we do. I think we've got to tell the story. We've got to have as many people telling the story as possible. I think we have to open ourselves up to those kinds of visits. We have to be transparent. We also have to recognize today's consumer cares about a lot of things that maybe weren't top of mind many years ago, such as, how are you taking care of these cows? What are you doing with these baby calves? How are you feeding these cows? Do they have a chance to be free and get outside and do some of those kinds of things? It's going to take a commitment to education, and it's going to take a commitment to continuous improvement. And we're going to have to open ourselves up to invite people in to see what we do. We've often in production agriculture had the view that if they only knew how hard we worked, I don't think that's necessarily true. Yes, we do work hard, absolutely, without a doubt. But we also have to recognize we probably need to change some of the practices that we do. And we've made changes over the years from what we used to do. If we think about castration, dehorning, bobtailing, all of those kinds of things that used to be there, we've made those changes. And producers have been very willing to make those changes. We just need to be ever open-minded as to what's important and how do they view it. And can we make the changes that would be seen as more appealing and yet take care of cow health and cow comfort?
Wednesday.
Well, when we look at forage preservation, you know, it's arguably one of the most important things that a farmer's going to do every year, because in a short window of time, they harvest and put up forage that's going to last them for the next 12 months or maybe even longer. And one of the most important parts of putting that silage up, whether it's haylage or corn silage or grass silage or something else, is getting a good fermentation. And there's a lot of things that go into making a good fermentation and there's certain things that we can control and certain things we can't.
You know, through the years, you see people working hard planting and harvesting, and it's that middle part that is really crucial as well.
Yes, so much effort goes into that last step, and if that fermentation goes well, we're off to the races, and if it doesn't go well, we're stuck with that for 12 months.
Thursday.
The big question right now is Build Back Better legislation. Will Democrats decide to pare this down, be acceptable to everyone? That's the big point of contention right now on Capitol Hill, and it's really a negotiation between Democrats in the House and the Senate, as well as the White House. So that's something we're looking at very carefully. The legislation is not likely to draw any support from Republicans in either the House or the Senate.
Friday.
Focus is going to be on feed hygiene. For example, yeast and moles. Moles produce mycotoxins, which can have negative effects on the cow's health and performance. Then there's the actual bacteria themselves, Clostridium, E. coli, Salmonella, and these are bad guys. They can really affect the digestive system and cow health and performance. So are we getting a good quality feed into the storage unit, be that a silo or bag, pile, or bunker? Of course, aside inoculants help control the fermentation to speed it up, and that should be used as well to retard mold and yeast. And of course, not only do we have to look at the other factor is when we take the feed out, do the proper feed out rate to reduce the secondary fermentation to occur. And of course, surface losses on the top of our bunkers and piles, that should probably be started if it is really spoiled feed.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.